Welcome to Below the Surface, the technical podcast of the Underwater Solutions Group. In this episode, we examine remote-operated vehicle and commercial diver capabilities, focusing on selecting the appropriate instrument for subsea tasks. Subsea engineering projects require a systematic evaluation of physical and environmental conditions before committing assets. Key factors include water depth, flow velocity, ambient visibility, linear route length, and physical confinement. High current environments or extended linear runs along pipelines and intake tunnels present specific hydrodynamic and tethered drag challenges for unmanned systems, while human divers remain constrained by physiological exposure limits and mandatory decompression tables. Conversely, long quay walls and open water structures benefit from the sustained endurance and repeatable sensor arrays of small to medium class inspection vehicles. Tactical selection is rarely an exclusive choice between human intervention and robotics. Instead, operational efficiency relies on matching task requirements to asset limitations, often integrating both modalities into a structured sequence. Understanding where remote systems excel and where direct tactile intervention remains mandatory ensures compliance with class rules, minimizes operational downtime, and maintains safety standards across European port, inland, and offshore marine infrastructure projects. Preparation and planning begin with an exhaustive desk study of asset drawings, historic inspection records, bathymetric data, and local hydrodynamics. Defining exact operational envelopes requires quantifying current velocities, tidal windows, spatial geometry, and potential tether entanglement points. For pipeline or long culvert surveys, engineers calculate maximum tether excursion limits based on vehicle thruster output, umbilical weight, drag coefficients, and internal restrictions. When planning diver operations, breathing gas logistics, decompression obligations, launch and recovery systems, and emergency standby arrangements dictate deck spatial arrangements and crew sizing. Integrated scopes schedule remote vehicles to execute initial reconnaissance, verifying route clarity, identifying structural anomalies, and establishing baseline acoustic grids before committing dive personnel. This phased approach optimizes working windows within restricted tidal slack periods, particularly in high-energy harbor channels or river basins. Furthermore, risk assessments establish clear operational thresholds, detailing maximum allowable wave heights, surface currents, and visibility limits for each asset type. Equipment redundancy planning ensures backup power generation, spare umbilical links, and secondary retrieval systems are staged on site, ensuring uninterrupted execution within narrow tidal windows while meeting classification society guidelines and regional marine authority requirements. Inter-party coordination forms the bridge between technical capability and safe execution. Before initiating work, operations teams coordinate directly with harbor masters, waterway authorities, vessel traffic services, and asset operators to align schedule windows with marine traffic and plant operations. In industrial plants, petrochemical facilities, or power station intakes, strict isolation procedures must be established. Differential pressure hazards, continuous water abstraction, and active thruster systems pose severe risks to both divers and tethered vehicles. Isolation and lockout-tagout protocols are formally verified with site managers prior to subsea deployment. Communication protocols establish clear channels between the dive supervisor, remote vehicle pilot, vessel master, and port control, ensuring immediate operational shutdowns if shipping movements or plant conditions shift unexpectedly. Where commercial diving and remote operations occur from the same vessel, deck management protocols mandate strict tether separation and spatial deconfliction to prevent entanglement. Insurers and classification society surveyors are involved early to approve survey methodologies, sensor calibration procedures, and emergency response plans. By standardizing control measures and holding pre-shift briefings across all operational shifts, work proceeds without compromising commercial port operations or industrial plant generation schedules. Selecting equipment requires matching sensor capabilities and physical tools to asset geography and visibility constraints. Inspection class remote vehicles utilize multi-beam imaging sonars, high-definition optical cameras, laser scalers, and dynamic positioning systems to navigate zero visibility water and capture repeatable spatial data over vast surface areas. These platforms excel at long linear inspections of quay walls, scour protection beds, and long outfall lines, providing continuous geo-referenced video and acoustic point clouds. However, remote manipulators lack the force, dexterity, and tactile feedback required for intricate mechanical interventions, heavy clearing, or non-destructive testing on complex geometries. Surface-supplied commercial divers, equipped with helmet-mounted video, ultrasonic thickness gauges, magnetic particle testing units, and specialized hydraulic tools, provide direct tactile assessment and physical intervention. Diver deployment becomes essential where biofouling must be mechanically cleared from weld lines, or where physical clearance measurements require direct hand placement within confined structural node pockets. Integrated operations deploy the remote vehicle first as a pathfinder to perform macro-level surveys, measure spatial coordinates, and pinpoint anomalies. Divers are subsequently deployed directly to target locations to conduct non-destructive testing or mechanical repairs, reducing diver underwater bottom time while maximizing diagnostic accuracy. Execution control relies on real-time data monitoring and precise positioning systems. Vehicle operations utilize ultra-short baseline acoustic positioning tied to vessel satellite navigation, mapping vehicle coordinates relative to asset schematics in real time. Pilots maintain steady positioning using automated station-keeping features, compensating for localized cross-currents along structural faces. Sensor feeds, including multi-beam sonar imaging and high-definition video feeds, stream directly to surface control stations where inspection engineers overlay incoming data onto three-dimensional structural models. When divers are deployed, surface control monitors diver depth, breathing gas supply pressure, water temperature, and live helmet video feeds. Dive supervisors maintain continuous audio communications, directing the diver based on acoustic positioning data and remote vehicle overview video. If turbidity increases unexpectedly, acoustic imaging sonars mounted on the vehicle or surface frame maintain visual tracking of the diver and worksite, ensuring operational continuity. Systematic quality control checks ensure that sensor calibrations, speed over ground, and scan overlaps adhere strictly to international inspection protocols. Live data monitoring allows engineers to alter inspection density dynamically, expanding sensor resolution instantly over detected defects without requiring costly remobilizations or repeated site deployments. Risk management in subsea operations requires comprehensive hazard identification and proactive mitigation controls. Remote vehicle operations eliminate human dive exposure, but introduce unique operational risks, primarily tether snagging, vehicle loss, dynamic positioning system failure, and thruster entanglement in subsea debris. Operational procedures specify clear tether management rules, emergency umbilical severing tools, and secondary physical recovery lines. For commercial diver deployments, safety protocols focus on managing physiological risks, differential pressure hazards, entrapment risks, and heavy equipment handling. Mandatory safety measures include dual surface-supplied air sources, reserve breathing cylinders, continuous two-way communication, real-time depth monitoring, and a fully equipped standby diver ready for immediate deployment. Operating near active industrial cooling intakes or lock structures requires formal physical isolations, positive lockout-tagout verifications, and acoustic flow monitoring to eliminate suction hazards. Simultaneous operations involving remote vehicles and divers mandate strict operational envelopes, ensuring the vehicle maintains a minimum standoff distance from the diver and umbilical lines, unless performing direct close-range oversight under supervisor control. Emergency action plans detail step-by-step procedures for loss of primary power, medical evacuation, toxic gas detection, or rapid meteorological shifts, satisfying national occupational health standards and marine insurance mandates. Data deliverables must translate field measurements into actionable engineering intelligence, compliant with class society standards and asset management frameworks. Remote-operated vehicle surveys generate comprehensive digital records, including high-definition geo-referenced video, point cloud bathymetry, laser profile scans, and acoustic imaging logs. Sensor streams are time-stamped and synchronized using subsea positioning data, allowing asset owners to integrate inspection results directly into geographical information systems or building information models. This digital continuity provides precise repeatability, enabling long-term degradation tracking, concrete spalling measurements, and scour monitoring across successive survey years. Conversely, Diver documentation delivers detailed qualitative and tactile reporting. Diver inspection logs record specific physical observations, non-destructive testing readings, ultrasonic thickness values, magnetic particle crack dimensions, and direct material condition assessments. Calibration certificates, diver qualifications, environmental logs, and raw instrument outputs are appended to final technical reports. Combining remote spatial datasets with targeted diver non-destructive testing reports produces a complete asset baseline. Engineering reports categorize findings according to severity thresholds, providing clear maintenance recommendations, remaining life assessments, and prioritized repair scopes that meet strict regulatory filing standards for court authorities, inland waterway agencies, and maritime insurers. Selecting between remote vehicle systems and commercial diver deployment requires an objective engineering evaluation of site geometry, environmental threshold limits, inspection objectives, and risk management parameters. Asset owners must recognize that remote-operated vehicles excel at continuous, wide-area, and highly repeatable spatial sensor mapping. Whereas commercial divers remain essential for complex tactile inspection, mechanical surface preparation, non-destructive testing, and direct structural intervention. Designing integrated operational scopes where remote vehicles perform initial subsea reconnaissance and pathfinding before deploying targeted commercial diving teams maximizes operational efficiency, minimizes diver water exposure hours, and substantially reduces overall vessel charter and project downtime. Comprehensive pre-operational planning, rigorous isolation procedures, and standardized data logging ensure complete regulatory compliance with classification societies, national inland waterway authorities, and European port regulations. By systematically matching the specific subsea instrument to physical operational constraints, asset managers achieve verifiable quality assurance while upholding uncompromised safety standards across marine, port, and industrial aquatic assets. This concludes our factual technical briefing on subsea asset inspection methodologies. Asset owners should prioritize integrated operational planning to align subsea tooling capabilities directly with regulatory mandates and structural integrity goals. This episode was produced with AI-assisted scripting and narration and reviewed by Underwater Solutions Group before publication.